Hobart's Hit 100.9. You got Jimmy and Nath, our final show on Hit Hobart Radio. Of course, we are back tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's going to be weird in the exact same studio.
Yeah, I'd say our last time doing breakfast radio, but I mean, it's now 9:20.
Yeah.
When will we stop? I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Our next interview wasn't even planned. They've surprised us.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show this dual.
Yeah, that's one of somebody's son is in the background.
Please welcome Jewel CEO. Yeah, CEO of two things.
Oh, going all right,
the Jack Jumpers and MyState Bank Arena, and the captain. You just heard his little boy Noah in the background. Clint Steindl and Simon Brookie Brookhouse from the Jack Jumpers.
Welcome, boys. Brookie,
thank you. Thanks for having us.
Wait, what a lovely little surprise.
We're full of surprises. You saw the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Clint, mate, good to have you back in the studio as well. And thank you for bringing the whole family in as well. Who woke up first this morning? Was it your wife, Kayla, or was it Noah first? Or was it you, in fact?
No, it was actually me. Noah was excited. He knew he was coming in, and Kayla's kind of taught him, you guys are known as the Hungry Jacks guys. So he goes to Jack Jumper games, and that's all he wants to do is Hungry Jacks, Hungry Jacks.
At the Jack Jumpers games, I love it when we've seen Kayla Little Noah. He just so social. He just walks off. He starts greeting people, high-fiving people. How old is he?
He's about 2 going on 15, I think.
my favourite, I mean, you just spoke about it there. My favourite, of course, we've been to all the games. And when Noah starts sprinting around when the game's on as well, and poor old Kayla has to run up and down the court to catch him.
The only person doing more laps than Noah at games is Simon Brookhouse.
Yeah, the two people that run around. Hey, Brookie, mate, thank you so much for coming in. We wanted to take the opportunity to thank you for letting us be a part of the journey this year and last year, because, I mean, what a phenomenal first season. I know we've spoken about it at length, but I mean, it's a pinch yourself moment. You heard the recap of 2022 just before this morning, but mate, honestly, we really do appreciate being a part of the family. It was unreal.
No, it was great to have you. I mean, without you, it wouldn't have been what it was at home games, and the two of you bring the energy that the players need as well, and that's really important. I have to be honest, without that energy in our home games, and Clint's better to speak to this than me, but we may not have won as many as we did, so you guys did a fantastic job, and you never know, you might be back.
Yeah, well, I mean, the jury's still out.
Yeah, I think we're having a lunch today, and off-air, Brookhouse said, whoever pays for it, that might be the deciding. if we get the gig again. I mean, Clint, speak of it. I mean, sometimes, I mean, you know, Nathan and I can't help ourselves. We've got mics, and we feel like we might be yelling maybe too much.
We get a bit carried away.
Do you guys notice that when you're out there?
Not during the game, no. I've definitely noticed it before the game, and you guys are kind of the show before the game. And what was it, our last semi-final game here at home, and I'm just minding my own business at half court warming up. And you two guys are standing in the middle of the court trying to do your production.
He's warming up. You're almost taking
me out.
He's warming up for the grand final, the captain. I almost took him out going, make some noise.
We were standing in the middle of the court, and then you guys started warming up. And then I looked at Nathan and I went, Clint's just run past us. One of us is going to barrel him over or trip him. And then
this just sent the captain out for the grand final.
I had so much fun doing it, Clint. We haven't had a chance to chat about this, but in one of the games, Nathan Joey was plays the Cairns Taipans.
Yeah, a bit of a run-in.
Told Nate to go F himself when we were doing the Hungry Jack thing.
I mean, to be fair, Nate tells a lot of guys to do that.
It's true. I mean, the Hungry Jacks thing, if you haven't been to a game, guys, I'll quickly explain it. Essentially, every time the opposition has free throws, we yell out Hungry Jacks, and if they miss two free throws in a row, they get free cheesy bees. My favourite thing is just to get everybody up and around it and going absolutely bonkers, and it pisses off the other team so much, and I love it more than anything. Clint, I'm sorry if any of them have taken out aggression on you because they can't get to me, but I love it so much.
A few of the players on other teams have had a look, and it's Nathan who usually leads the Hungry Jacks, and there is a reason why. People have asked me, and I've never told anyone. Now, Nate's actually, he's a pretty big bloke, isn't he, Clint? He's got pretty big pots on him. Yeah,
not as big as Nate, though.
No, no. Double me. Yeah.
That's why I was like, Nate, just pick on the point guards, mate. But that's why I'm like, you know, if they get angry, they look up and they see this big burly bloke. But honestly, mate, we've had so much fun. Even at the you know, the Sydney Kings game, where I went off script a bit. I did have a go at the Sydney Kings coach,
Chase.
And I was like, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for this, but screw it. I was like, let's give it to him. He kicked our bloody side. you've got to be proud of the team, Clinny. I mean, you know, at the start of the season, I mean, I've said this to you before, but I mean, so many people wrote off the JJs and said we wouldn't make finals, let alone the grand final. How proud are you of the boys?
Absolutely. I know we had, a lot of success over the course of the season, but it's not so much what we did. It's the way we went about it each and every day, practice, travel, in the community, especially in year one. That's the massive part of trying to build a, you want to have a successful franchise, and a lot of it starts just by the processes of what you're doing every day.
Absolutely, mate. Look, we were so excited to be a part of it. And Brookie, plans for the next season. Have we got anything in the pipeline, anything that we can look forward to? Hints for potential members, because I know these went like absolute hotcakes last year to get in early and get a membership, hey?
Yeah, look, we're doing a full membership review at the moment,
yep.
And we'll have the findings from that are probably over the next week or two, and will be hopefully on sale again within the next 4 weeks. So we'll work through that. Just keep your eye on the socials. But all I can say is you've got to get in quick.
Yeah.
Because we're on the march.
Yeah, we are on the march.
I mean, Brookie, at the start of the season, we played our best of 2020 package there. We were giving some tickets away, you know what I mean? We were building this thing.
I heard you were giving more away, but under the table.
We might have given the code out for the Sydney Kings members tickets. That might have been us. I can't confirm or deny that. But, yeah, you've got to be stoked. I mean, early days, I mean, you could see it there. You could see the team. But in the end, it was the hottest ticket in town. Like, I've never got so many messages about anything. Like, not even anything we've done on the show. People were messaging our girlfriends going, hey, used to work together 5 years ago. Could you reach out and see if Jimmy has a ticket for me? You're going to be so proud of how big it's become.
Yeah, look, I think that the main thing about it is that over the season we noticed that the fans really grew to understand the game. The first couple of games, and I was talking to a few of the players last week about it, we're like, there's all these people here, but they're pretty quiet. By the last game, you've got the opposition saying this is the noisiest basketball or sport event I've ever been to. So I think that was really important, and the fans became really passionate. They are. We've got fans all around the state, I think. And I was fortunate enough to speak to the Premier, and he said that he's never seen anything galvanise Tasmania like the Jack Jumpers have been able to do in the north, the south, the northwest. So I think that's testament to what we've been able to achieve, and it's the players who do it, and having the community impact that we've had, which is fantastic. And I think it's onwards and upwards. I think memberships will be really hard to come by next year, and that's the way we want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to march again. A massive round of applause. I mean, Simon Brookhouse, Clint Steinle, thank you, boys.
We'd love to be involved again. So, I mean, I guess we're going to see how this lunch goes this afternoon.
Yeah, but, fingers crossed.
I want bacon on my burger.
Hey, guys, I think there's only one way you can wrap this up. Hey, let's get it on. Hey, one final time until next season where we played on repeat again. Jackies are on the march. Luca Brasi, Hobart's hit 100.9. It's Jimmy Nath for our final show on Hobart Brekkie. Good morning.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.